You're listening to the audio production of No More Faking Fine, Ending the Pretending by Esther Fleece. Published by Zondervan and read by Haley Cresswell. Foreword by Louis and Shelley Giglio, read by Gabe Wicks.
Foreword. The beautiful nature of lament is that it has a beginning and an end. No one is meant to live forever in grief and sorrow, yet without it, our life loses all meaning and our sense of immeasurable joy that is intended for our journey. Without lament, there is no joy. Esther Fleece has taken such a beautiful, sorrow-filled road to recovery. Her life, challenged and imperfect, affected both by her choices and by the choices made for her, became a long path of brokenheartedness until she discovered Jesus' stunning plan for hope and recovery. While pain could have paralyzed her life's trajectory, she chose instead to express her honest emotion and frustration to God. She lamented, and God responded. Weeping is a part of the healing. One of the shortest scriptures and one of the most powerful reads, "Jesus wept," John 11:35. Why would that be in Scripture? Why would God make a point of wanting us to know our Savior, Redeemer of all of us, wept? In this narrative, Jesus had actually just lost one of his closest friends, Lazarus. I believe he wanted to not just tell us about compassion, but show us what compassion looked like. He knew he had all power, yet he chose to weep over the consequences of earth and sin causing the death of his friend. God doesn't spiritualize our pain. He actually understands it. He knows what it is like to live on earth with a broken heart, yet he also encourages us that while weeping lasts for the night, joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30:5. Clearly, there is a season for lament. Lament is not for a lifetime. Some of us need to backtrack to move forward, looking intently into what caused our brokenness and grief. In this remembering comes our healing. For the rest of us, we may need to remember that the healing does come. We aren't meant to live in the brokenness, but instead to let the healing of that grief be a catapult to our bright future. Wherever you are in your grieving or healing journey, you'll be inspired by Esther's story and given permission to sit where you are for a moment, knowing that in your healing resides your opportunity to point toward glory. Our healing isn't just for our own sakes, but for the sake of the one who made us. God glories in our wholeness. For you and me, this is the true reason we exist, to bring all glory to the one who made us. Let's not miss our opportunity. Let's lament and live. All glory to you, Jesus. Louis and Shelley Giglio.
Dear listener, as an expert in faking fine for most of my life, I want to start by being real with you. For years, it felt as though my faith was hanging by a thread. If I heard one more message about thinking differently to change my circumstances, or praying more to see results, or trusting God more, I thought I would scream. My circumstances were desperate, with no relief in sight, and it made me wonder if this was the moment when people give up on God. Yet somehow, even in my dark night of the soul, I was still praying. Even if it was just, "God, why is this happening to me? Are you as good as you say you are? Do you really love me? Have you forgotten me?" These felt like very dangerous prayers at the time, prayers I never thought I was allowed to utter. But I felt like my faith was failing, and I had nothing to lose. My will was dying. My heart was hurting. And yet, even in the midst of such heartache, a lament was surfacing. And this was not fake faith. This was deep, authentic, worth everything faith that comes at a cost. Even though I didn't know what to call it at the time, a lament was giving me a language for relating to God, my Creator. Even more than that, lament was saving my faith. Because a lament was the only thing that enabled me to keep the line open to God in my moment of greatest need. Most nights, I slept on my Bible, trying to absorb the words of God's promises, but even more, to be comforted by Him as the healer. I felt as though everyone around me had abandoned me,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?